Officials for now are keeping pretty quiet about most of the details of the reorganization, but many of the changes that do take place will begin to appear around October 1st, when DISA expects to declare initial operational capability for the restructured organization. Lieutenant General Ronnie Hawkins, DISA's director, says the changes are intended to make DISA more responsive to rapid changes in technology and to its mission responsibilities.
So where we can make sure that we can put product out the door with the expectation that it will be a sound product, it will be a product that's tied to what our industry partners are working with us on and where it is that we are going to be going. We have briefed this initially to the seniors back the 1st of July. We briefed it to the entire organization a few weeks ago, and we are in the process of setting this organization in concrete and in motion, if you will, from the perspective of this is where we're going to be as a result of the changing times that are going on right now.
Hawkins says the reorganization will embrace a DevOps model, a methodology that purports to make technology organizations more agile by integrating the day-to-day work of their development and operations divisions.
Development, the business center, are going to be over in what we call the left-hand side of the organization, and the operations, implementation, and sustainment will be on the right-hand side, and you'll hear us talk about the left and right-hand sides of the organization. That doesn't mean that we're going to have the left hand not talking to the right hand, but it does mean that that's our structure that we're going to be putting into place and how it is that we are going to be doing business.
The overall reorganization plan is being led by longtime DISA executive Tony Montemurano, who previously served as the agency's director for strategic planning and as its acquisition executive. Hawkins says major elements of the change will fall into place within the next couple months, but not all the restructuring will happen overnight.
Any organization that has gone through this dramatic of a change, it takes time, and we understand that. So come 1 October, when we begin to say that this is how this organization is going to be, it will not be 100% of where it is that we need to be. As we have spoken to individuals outside the agency, within the Department of Defense, and other organizations that are helping us map this out, we believe we are on the right track in getting this done. We know we're going to have some bumps in the road, and we'll fix that. And so what I'm telling you right now, is it going to be 100% perfect? The answer to that is no. But are we going to be going at it at the right way, at the right speed? The answer to that is yes.
The restructuring is also intended to increase DISA's collaboration with U.S. Cyber Command. Admiral Mike Rogers, CyberComm's commander, has previously said that he'd like to see DISA take a greater role in defending all of the military's networks. And last week, he disclosed in an interview with DOD's Internal News Service that he expects the Pentagon to create a new entity called Joint Force Headquarters DOD Information Networks that would establish a more formal linkage between DISA and CyberComm. Major General Alan Lynn, DISA's vice director, declined to elaborate on details of how the Joint Force Headquarters would operate since no formal decision has been made to create it so far. But he says both DISA and Cyber Command see the need for a structure that creates a single, seamless view of all the military's networks without taking over the management of those networks.
I think the services are doing a great job of protecting their networks. What we want to have better capabilities and visibility on are all the data feeds that they have for, let's say, they have attack vectors are coming towards them. They all can see those individually. Where we'd have greater impact is if we could see the total picture of the attacks so that we could do the large data analytics. So if we have attack on one, we would already know, especially if it was something new, we'd know what that was so that we kind of spread the word to all the other services. We've seen this in the Army. You guys haven't seen this yet. Here's something that's coming your way so that we could better defend.
DISA is also teeing up some changes in its procurement operations. Agency acquisition officials say they're focused on finding ways to speed up their procurement process, accept more risk in certain areas, and reduce their overall number of contract vehicles. David Bennett is DISA's chief information officer.
We are looking to see where we have opportunities to combine contracts where it makes sense. The reality is we've developed contracts over a period of time based on specific needs. And as we are going through the change, if you will, within the agency, and as we've evolved over time, We're trying to figure out where we have contracts that are essentially looking at the same type of skill sets, same type of opportunities, and trying to combine those so that we can cut down the amount of time and effort associated with putting contracts out by focusing on a smaller number of contracts.
Douglas Packard, the agency's acting procurement director, says DISA's plans to consolidate contracts are part and parcel of efforts across the government to move more towards strategic sourcing and reduce contract duplication. But he says his agency does not have any particular number of contracts in mind at the beginning of the exercise. Each contract DISA eliminates, he says, will be based on an individual business case analysis.
The DISA approach is, as these opportunities come up during a restructure of the organization, the perfect opportunity to look across our entire acquisition portfolio, one to end, I think for the first time ever maybe, what do we have and what is like mine, okay? Once you have the portfolio together and you analyze it, there are business case analysis to be made as to whether we need to consolidate a contract or whether we do not need to consolidate a contract, okay? That's a business decision to be made every single time we do this. It's not just all throw it in there and count a number of contracts. That's not what we're going to do. They are based on a very prudent business decision of the program officers, the program executives, myself, General Lin, the agency director, comptroller, a lot of different factors go into it, right, that make the business case. Okay, so we're going to do that. So make no doubt that we're going to do that.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.